His Chick on Stores. We're following for you today on Robert Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast for the weekend. Showers tapering off today, becoming sunny, 65 to 70. Tomorrow, sunny around 70. Sunday, partly sunny, 65 to 70. And the outlook currently for Monday, periods of rain, 60 to 65. We'll get the full details on our forecast in a few minutes. In a story in the Republican American today, a Cornwall resident will put a sweet spin on the former Cornwall Country Market location. Resident Will Shank will be purchasing the building and plans to continue running a market with some sweet changes. He's also purchased the site of the former fly fishing operation across the road and is in the midst of converting it into a cafe. If it's divided into three spaces, a dining area, kitchen, and the northern end, and a room with casual seating around a stove in the middle section, and the demo kitchen, and more seating in the southern room, while the market will continue to offer basic grocery needs, along with sandwiches, salads, and grilled meats, it may not carry all the items the Shepherds had put on the shelves. Once both businesses are up and running, they can complement each other. Upping to keep foods fresh, he said. Shank is not sure whether the entry will open at what time and what day. He'd like to be in the market by the end of the year and the cafe by early spring 2023. The Norfolk Library is holding a free concert for Indigenous Peoples Day this weekend. In recognition of that day, the Norfolk Library presents Andes Manta on Saturday at 5 p.m., a free concert of traditional Andean music at 9 Greenwoods Road East. The acclaimed South American group has performed from audience from Carnegie Hall to Discovery Channel. Members play more than 35 different instruments, ranging from a 6-foot-long panpipe to an Andean flute, and from great toenail rattlers to Spanish guitars. New York is doubling its funding to plan, train, and support for diverse doctors. New York is doubling its spending to $2.4 million on a variety of college and medical school programs, seeking to diversify the state's doctor workforce, according to the state health commissioner. The bump in taxpayer-funded support for physician diversity comes after the COVID-19 pandemic's uneven toll in communities of color, sparking an 18% spike last year in medical school applications nationally, including many people of color striving to remedy the inequalities. In New York, for example, more than 30% of the state's population is Black or Hispanic, but only about 12% of physicians represent those demographics. Yet research shows people of color are healthier when treated by doctors of color, despite advocates' longstanding struggles to close the physician diversity gap. The higher learning programs getting additional funds in New York, a variety of scholarships, monthly stipends, and housing aid to dozens of students will get into graduate and medical school. The funding comes from the state health department budget and increased from $1.2 million last year. Some things going on in our region today. There's a special town board meeting at Amenia Town Hall, first floor at 5:30. Coming up tomorrow from 9:30 till 12 noon, National Iron Bank will have its 175th anniversary celebration. That will be at the Co-op Farm Market from 9:30 until noon. Sharon Audubon has their fall bird tour on Saturday from 7 to 8:30. More information on that, sharon.audubon.org/events. Pre-registration is required online at sharon.audubon.org. A run and wag 5K benefiting the Little Guild of St. Francis in Cornwall on Saturday. A premier dog human walk and race begins at noon. The course through historic Cornwall Village and out along the scenic Cornwall Valley. Also, there's a youth division, an adult division, and it'll feature music by Mike Cobb and friends, food from Marikai Food Truck of Litchfield, and ice cream from Ben & Jerry's. Norbrook Farm Brewery, which specializes in farm-style beers, ales, and lagers, will be serving its craft beer in the Cornwall Library parking area. Little Guild, by the way, is a 501c3 not-for-profit founded in 1960. It's the largest animal shelter in Northwest Connecticut, boasting one of the highest save rates nationally for a no-kill shelter. The Indian Rock Community Day is set for Saturday. The one-room historic Indian Rock Schoolhouse will hold its annual Community Day at 25 Mygott Road in Amenia Saturday from 10 until 2, featuring children's crafts and activities, local artisans, vendors, music, raffles, schoolroom tours, and treats. The Berkshire Waldorf School is presenting two puppet shows for children on Saturday and Sunday, October 15th and 16th. That'll be held at the Berkshire Botanical Gardens Harvest Festival in Stockbridge. The two puppet shows per day, Saturday and Sunday, 11:45 and 1:45 each. Kent is holding a Green Energy Initiative event. Kent, Sharon, and several other towns in the northwest corner among those looking to take advantage of funding to improve building efficiency and electrify transportation and buildings, according to the statement. As part of the plan, communities will be participating in the Green Energy Initiative on Saturday, an education and outreach program kicking off at 3 p.m. at the Kent School Auditorium. Maria Horn will be speaking along with Bernie Pelletier of People's Action for Clean Energy. There'll be solar installers, heat pump vendors, Eversource representatives, and other clean energy advocates available to answer questions after the presentation. To learn more, KentMemorialLibrary.org. The Hotchkiss Philharmonic season is opening, and the Fine Arts Quartet's performance. They are kicking off their 2022-23 guest concert season with a concert on Saturday at 7:30, the Hotchkiss Philharmonic, guest conducted by Polish maestro Mariusz Szmielow and German cellist Alexander Helschoff, will perform works by Mozart and Dvorak. Both concerts will be held at the state-of-the-art Catherine Elfert Hall, and the Hotchkiss School campus is free admission. The Cornwall Fire Department is fighting its 90th year. You can celebrate the 90th anniversary of the Cornwall Volunteer Fire Department on Sunday from noon till 2 at the Firehouse, 289 Sharon Goshen Turnpike in West Cornwall. There will be an open house with informative displays and a kids' zone featuring games and activities. And the Rally to Save Sharon Hospital is being put on by the Save Sharon Hospital Group. They'll hear from public officials, doctors, and fellow community members on how you can save the maternity and ICU at Sharon Hospital. This event is open to the public. It'll be Sunday at 2 p.m. on the Sharon Town Green. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, where they feature daily specials, a regular menu, and a tapas menu, interlakeninn.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 30,038.72, the NASDAQ at 10,649.15, and the S&P 500 at 3669.91. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.